I'm Emily Jones with GPB. Friday, June 19th is Juneteenth, the holiday celebrating the end of slavery in the U.S. It commemorates the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Texas learned of the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing them more than 2 years earlier. Mahogany Bowers founded the Savannah nonprofit Blessings in a Book Bag and hosts an annual Juneteenth celebration. She talked with me about why it's such an important holiday, especially this year.
I remember when I first found out what Juneteenth even was, I had to be about 25. And I was dancing with Sankofa Dance Theater, and they were saying, you know, there's going to be this huge Juneteenth celebration in South Carolina. And I was like, what's Juneteenth? And I remember the look that I got from all of my Black peers who were like, you don't know what Juneteenth is. I went back home. I asked my mom, did she know? She didn't know. I asked a couple of other friends, did they know? They didn't know, or they heard about it and didn't know what it was. And at that point, I realized for someone as myself who is so educated, who looks for information, who wants to be the person who knows a lot about things that people don't know about so that I can help inform and educate, and specifically in my community, for me not to have that type of information, it was devastating for me. So I took it upon myself from that day to make sure that I did something where I could spread that information throughout my community and throughout my city. So Juneteenth is the Independence Day for African Americans. So a lot of people think that the 4th of July is the Independence Day for Americans, and it was the Independence Day for white Americans, because Black Americans, we were still in the fields. We were still in bondage and slavery during those times. And, you know, we have all these stories where they say Paul Revere was riding on the, you know, these, you know, incredible historical stories where it allows us to be able to picture what was going on. And I think it's great. I love that, right? And for me, I was told by an older Black woman that how we found out what Juneteenth was is there was a Black man who was on a horse and he was riding by a field, and Black slaves were in the fields. And when he rode past the field, they said, you better get down off of that horse before you get shot. You're going to get in trouble with boss. And he said, what are y'all doing? Don't y'all know we is free? Because the news hadn't traveled. So that's the reason why Juneteenth celebration is a celebration, because this was where African Americans did not know that they were free almost 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed.
So obviously it's sort of hard to not think and talk about what's happening in the country right now. There's protests everywhere. There's, you know, all of these injustices and inequities that have been going on since before the founding of this country are really, you know, at the surface, at the top of mind for a lot of people. So does that affect, or how does that affect how you think about Juneteenth this year?
This year, Juneteenth is very special and is poignant because this is an opportunity for one, African Americans to be educated as it pertains to our history, but not just that. It's an opportunity to share with people, period, no matter what color, no matter what gender, creed, religion that you are, about something that is factual. It's not a feeling. It's not Valentine's Day. You know, 4th of July is very real. And Juneteenth is just as real. And this is the opportunity for us to be able to give that information out in a time where we are having so much turmoil as it pertains to racial inequality for Black and brown people across the world. So for Juneteenth, I actually, because of the in the midst of COVID-19, I said, this may not be something that we need to do. We'll just wait till next year, like a lot of people have done. They've just postponed things until 2021. And I understand, and I personally agree with that. With that being said, the president at this point came out and said that he was going to have a rally, and it was going to be in Tulsa, and it was going to be on June 19th. And for someone like myself, who has the knowledge of what Tulsa stands for in the African American community, Tulsa for us is the original Black Hollywood. It is a town where African Americans basically had an opportunity to own and to buy and to sell and to trade everything amongst themselves, and it was burned to the ground. So to have it in Tulsa and to have it on June 19th, which was the original date, from what I know it's been changed now, but to have a rally on that date, it was past disrespectful. And it showed me that this was an opportunity for me to have a learning moment with my community, with my city, with my country. And if one person hears this today and they Google Tulsa, Black Hollywood, if one person Googles this today and they say, what is June 19th? I've done what I was supposed to do. Because one person will tell one person, then that person will tell another person, then that person will tell another person, and we're paying it forward through information. Information rules the nation.
What's your event going to feel like on Saturday? I mean, what's the mood that you're aiming for? What's the atmosphere going to be like?
The mood has always been, and I've been very specific and very strategic about making sure that it is 110% inclusive and not exclusive. I do not want anyone to feel, and when I say anyone, let me be specific in the air of which we are in right now. I do not want white America, white Savannah, to feel like, oh, well, I can't go and participate, or I can't go and be a part or see what's going on at this event, because this is strictly for Black people. And it's not. This is a day of remembering something that was so huge in our history as African Americans, but in our country, African Americans, Americans, right? So this is a day for all of us to come together, eat good, drink good, have great information on what happened and how that pertains to where we were and where we are today, how we can move forward together and what that looks like, to be able to be in a venue where we feel a little closer together in the midst of COVID-19, where we have to be 6 feet apart, but to be able to actually get the information and look in that person's face. To look in their eyes, which we have to do now because we have masks, right? So that's a great thing. We have to look at each other now. We have to actually enunciate now. We have to drop our jaws and lift our tongues to be able to, what was meant for bad is like so good now, right? So it's an opportunity for us to be able to do those things and truly connect and have that energy amongst each other where someone goes, you know what? I never looked at it that way.
Mahogany Bowers of Blessings in a Book Bag, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.